that's just not going to work. So I'm going to let your thoughts, processing and all that, whatever you need to do, and call me because I want to talk to you. I'm so falling in love, and it's not a good thing because I know that this is ultimately not going to end. It's not going to happen. So I need to talk that through with you. I need to express that to you, okay? And if I haven't said enough already, that's just where I am, so that you know. Bye.
To say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you were trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is because I was right, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way meaning anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Beef. The Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, I got the man mindset, got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset, let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better, giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that, now I'm to connect with the man mindset, have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one, hosted by Steve the Dean Williams, get everybody talking when you step in the building, showing men how to pull women, go get them like, there's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers when it comes to dating, talking and texting.
keep the conversation, hella into blessings. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe, that's right. So tell me if you're ready, we gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Shit. Gotta make sure that shit is set up right. Yeah, that's good. We good. All right. All right. What's going on, everybody? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Want to welcome everybody to the show. This is the show to show you men game. We got a good show for you guys today, but first, we want to let you guys know that what we're showing you is 100% original, 100% ours. Nobody's showing you this kind of game. And we ask all you guys out there, if you are listening, you know what time it is. First off, I want to say thank you. If you're looking, see, I changed it. The 296 likes that we got, I want to give a shout out to you guys out there. Also, if y'all want to call in, y'all know the number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, you want to join in, you want to get on the topic, we want to let you know what's going on. Also, I want to say to you guys, if you're listening, go ahead, like, subscribe, get the notification buttons on, guys, because the game we're about to show you guys is bar none hot. We're going to show you game. But also, if you're brand new to this, also do what I always tell you to do. If you're brand new, for you guys out there, you want to learn game, you want to know what the problem is with women and all that other stuff, go to the store, get your 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and pay for that. Get home, drive home, dump the pieces of puzzles on your table. Throw the box away and begin the process, okay, guys? We have a very good show for you today. But before we even get to the Texan, I got to do some sidebar shit because I just saw some Russell Wilson shit. So I'm going to record this live with you guys, then we'll split the clip, and I'll drop that for you guys tomorrow before we hit Lucario and stuff. But anyway, for all you guys out there, please get your notebooks out. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman and you don't know what is going on and you have need some help, hit me up. Text me. Just put a T for texting. But if you want to call in, go ahead. And also, as I always like to do, give a shout-out to my chat room dogs out there. Shout-out all my chat room dogs out there and all the ladies out there. If you're listening, what's up, girl? Got a shout-out to the motherfucking ladies. What's going on, guys? Want to shout-out y'all. But now, let's get all that out of the way, and let's go ahead and get into this, because today's topic is, why isn't she texting you? We're going to cover that. I promise you. We're going to cover why she isn't texting you. But before we cover that shit right now, something I just saw with Russell Wilson, and I got to talk about this, because as an ex-whore, I know what the fuck is going on. Sierra is cheating on Russell Wilson, and we're going to break this down. And what I'm going to do, wait, let me cut off the music, because I want y'all to see this shit, because I got the clip for y'all. I want y'all to see this shit, and I'm going to explain why she's cheating on your boy, Russell. Let me turn that shit down. And I'm explaining to you why she's cheating on Russell. So Sierra was doing something, and Russell Wilson surprised her, okay? And we're going to watch this live, okay? I want you guys to see something. And I'm going to explain why she's cheating. Now, let's go ahead and play this clip right here. Watch this, guys. We'll pause it. Watch.
You're beautiful.
Oh, my God. What the heck? What are you doing here? What the heck? What the hell? Hi. I love you.
No. That wait. Now, guys, y'all didn't see it from the... That's the first one. Now, gentlemen, when it gets to the side, I'm going to show you. Now, listen.
when a woman is really excited to see her man, let me explain what happens when a woman is with somebody on the side and then her man pops up. A woman sometimes is kind of at a loss because she's shocked. And I don't mean the kind of shock when, you know, she jumped into Russell Wilson's arms. But look at what she's doing as far as when he's trying to kiss her. Now, y'all don't see it from that point, but watch, there's going to be a side point of view where you're going to see where Russ is going to try to kiss her. And you can see her pulling back and then going forward. And I'm going to explain in that moment right there that this is what women do when the guy that they're fucking is somewhere watching and they're like, oh, shit. Oh, wait, I forgot. I am married or I got a man, so I have to pretend that I have a man and then reach in and kiss him. Now, let's keep watching this. Hold on. Let's keep going. Here we go. Let's go back. Oh, let's keep going. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
What the heck? Babe. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. You guys did so good.
I
thought
he was coming.
What the heck?
Y'all, y'all missing that shit.
I know, I'm picking on my gloves.
Look at that. She ain't even trying to. Look at dog. Hey, bro, wait. Hey, my dog's out here. Listen to me. Listen. I want to give y'all an example of what it's like when a woman is actually happy to see a man. Let me show y'all something real quick. Because you guys can say, yeah, she was happy to see him, but look at the length. Look how she's moving her body away from Russ as if there's another man around. Y'all got to look at it. I'm not making this up. Y'all got to see this. Now, let me show y'all something. We're going to go back to that for a second. But I want to show you what it is like, okay, when women actually are happy to see their man. Let me find this clip. Watch this. Now, is she pulling away? No. Look at her. Hey, glued on him. Look at this. We're going to do this while we're talking. I'm going to talk to you. Not this one. Look at, well, I'm going to just grab some. Look at how the women act when they get around. Now, watch this woman to the left. And watch this joint. All look happy. She got her mouth on the thing. She's like, oh, man, I'm going to fuck that guy tonight. Watch what she do. Watch. Watch how she runs. Zoom. Jumps on him. Look at this. Will not let him go. You see what I'm saying? This is, but wait now. You see? Holding on to dear life as if, now watch this one. See this one right here? Watch this. Jumping in his arms. Holding on to him. Clinging on to him. I'm trying to show y'all guys. Watch this one. This woman waiting to find her man. When she finds her man, is she going to just stop and pull away? Wait, she's getting excited. Look at that. Looking for a man. Look, grabs hold of him, hugs him, not letting him go, crying tears of joy and happiness. Let me find another one. Let's find this one right here. Well, we kind of think we missed the fucking hug part, but let's see here. Another one. This woman's waiting on her man. Okay, let's see. Oh, wait. She's ran. Well, goddamn. Here's another one. See that? Hugging the man, wrapped up on him. Hugging him, not letting him go, tears, crying. Now, let's get back to Russ and Sierra. Look at that. Wait, let's go back.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you're here.
Look at that. Wait, look at it. Hold on. Look. Wait. Let's back it up. Hold on. Let's back this up.
Hey. I know. I'm picking on my gloves.
Do you see? Hold on. I want you to watch this shit. Look, watch. Sidekick, what? No lip? No hug? I'm telling you guys. I promise you guys, I've been here before. Look at him. Blocking him with the flowers. Blocking him off. I'm telling you because she's got to explain to the guy she's actually fucking that don't be mad at me. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know he was going to show up. Look at him. Look. Let him go. Watch it again. I'm going to give you play-by-play of this shit. Russ is coming around the flowers. All right? Now, look at hey, those flowers count some money. Now, don't get it wrong. She did run. She ran and hugged him, but she's shocked. Look at her. She's like, wait a second. Oh, shit. What am I going to do now? My man, the other guy I'm fucking is going to be mad. Look how she put, wait. Y'all see that one? Hold on. Let's stop. Watch the pullback. Look at that. Let me back it up a little. Watch the first kiss. Watch her hand go back. We see how she see her body. Look, y'all, look at her body. Y'all guys are not look at her body. I want you guys to look at her body as he tried to kiss her the first time. You can't see her head, but watch the bottom half of her bend back. See how her ass came in and her head backed up? Did you see that? Y'all think I am wait, Sugar Bum, hold on, from the side, Sugar Bum. Wait, Sugar Bum. Wait, Sugar Bum. I know you don't see it. Watch. Sugar Bum, from the side now. He's going to try to kiss her again. Watch. Uh-huh. Look at her right there. Pulls away. Look at that. Watch next kiss. Cheek kiss. Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all ladies something. And let me tell y'all how this shit go down. See, when you smashing the woman down the side, when you're the side derrick, okay, and then all of a sudden her man might pop up, you just got to be chill. You got to be laid back. Because it's at this moment she's saying that, oh, shit. Oh, my God, my man's here. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I am married or I am in a relationship. So let me try to act like a wife. But, guys, I'm telling you. There is when a woman wants to see you kiss, and then there's that, okay, you know, like how they twist their lips, like, and give like that little cheek. Guys, I'm telling you, I see this. And what she's saying to the other guys, don't be mad at me. I didn't know he was going to show up. I had no idea. Don't be upset. I still care. Okay? Sugar Bum, I'm not talking about Russ can get it. I'm just trying to explain to y'all that I see it. I'm telling you, when you are messing with a woman, okay, and you're a man, she is going to click. Matter of fact, if you surprise her, let me tell you all my dogs. If you surprise a woman as a man, they're going to be excited. They're not going to be able to let you go. They're going to be kissing you. They're not going to give a fuck about the public because they're going to show you public displays of affection because they're so surprised. Because let me explain something. A man doesn't give women flowers all the time. You think he gives? That's not for us. We don't do that surface dwelling shit. But when we do, oh my God, it's like the lottery. Tears, happiness, kisses. Grab me, baby. Oh, my God. Hey, listen. Hand rubbing your side of your face. Oh, my God. Thank you. And just kissing you all over your face when they're really down for you. But when they're fucking on the side, they've got to look. They know they got to play the role and like, I got to kiss them. And I don't want to kiss them, but you see what I'm saying? Because they know the other guy is probably like, you know, they're dealing with Servant Joe, is probably jealous and shit. But I'm saying that, no, King, listen to me. You understand what being a man is and how excited a woman is to be with you, especially when you're away from her. See, what you don't understand, King, as a man, when a woman gets with a real man, she misses you when she's with you. That's how deep it is. She knows she doesn't have much time with you. And I don't even if you're in a relationship and it's a long distance, is he coming to see you? No, it's a whole different thing. It's not anything about them being together for a long time. It's her knowing that the guy she's messing with is watching them right now. And he might be in this feminine, so she's got some explaining to do. She's telling me, don't be mad at me. You know, I've got to play this role around my husband. I got to show that I'm interesting. Guys, I'm telling you, I've dealt with this all the time. I'm telling you, as a whore, I am telling you, I have been with several fucking women that have had several men. And they are like, you know what, they have you saying. Then all of a sudden, a man surprises them. They got to play that role like, oh my God, I'm happy to see you, but I really don't really want to see you. And then they'll come to motherfucking me like, I mean, it's okay. Don't be mad. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And they'll start crying. I didn't mean to kiss. I don't want you to get mad at me. Please don't be mad at me. Wait, calm down. That's your man. Go ahead and kiss him. That's your man. Go kiss him. Don't be worried about that. Yes, sugar, she ran up on him. I'll give him that. Because the shock and awe of him surprise. Okay. When a woman has a side dude, okay, and she's away and her man's not there, her focus is on, I'm gonna get that dick tonight. Ooh, I'm gonna tear that dick up. Oh, I'm gonna do all this nasty stuff. Man, ooh, and she'd be like, yeah, hey. And she'd be giving all looks and all other stuff. And then when the real man comes in, the shock is so shocking, she goes into acting mode to run to him. But as she's running to him, she's trying to fix her mind back. Oh, shit, my man's there. So let me pretend that he's important to me, but I don't really want to kiss him right now because my other guy's looking at me. I'm telling you, Sugar Bum, it's like that, man. No, I know. Look, it's not that she ran to him. Look at what she did afterwards. Even when she ran to him the first time and he tried to kiss her, Sugar Bum, she pulled her fucking head back. Did you miss that? Sugar Bum, look at this. Sugar Bum, real quick. I want you to see this because I think you missed it. Look at this. Let's just go to the part where he kissed her. Look at how she pushes her ass in so she can pull her head back. Watch this. Jumps in his arms. Kisses her. Here comes. He's kissing her. Watch her ass. Watch her. See that knee? See how she bent her knee back? I don't think y'all can see that. Look how she, watch the knees. Bend back because she's not trying to kiss him. No, Sugar Bum. It's not, listen, Sugar Bum. Hold on. I don't think Sugar Bum, I think you understand, baby girl. When a woman is with a real man, I don't think you understand how bad they miss us. I don't think you understand how bad they can't wait to see us, even if we're in another state. Do you actually think if we showed up that she would treat us like this? Because if you come and see me and you treat me like this, I'm walking the fuck away and I'm dismissing you. We're done. We're done. We're done, Dada. No more. We're done. If I get on a camel and hump my ass, oh, wherever the fuck Russ went, I got some flowers, which I say, guys, do not buy many flowers unless they deserve it. And you bring her some flowers, and this is the reception you get, you better dismiss that woman, gentlemen. You better dismiss her. And Russ didn't do that. Russ was cupcaking. Russ was cupcaking. And Russ allowed her, Sugar Mom, I know you don't get it, but Sugar Mom, you got to understand. Sugar Mom, please understand. I've been here before. I've seen this. I know how it works. When a woman is with her side dick and the other guy pops up, she will then get nervous because she's got to reframe her mind back from the guy she actually wants to the guy that she gets sick of, but she's got to perform an act. She's got to perform an act. So I'm going to throw that in there, man. Hey, and please, hey, Mr. Roberts, I appreciate you in here, Mr. Roberts, but please don't use any red pill bitch-ass tactics, okay? Because she's not for the streets, because the guys that say that kind of shit are just mad because they can't get pussy. So please don't say things like that because they're not here to talk shit about women that way. I'm just explaining something. But she's not for the streets because you guys that always say these women are for the streets, then why ain't they fucking guys like you? So can you please stop saying that, please? I ask you. We don't do bitch talk here. Be a man. Ask questions. But let's get into the show, okay? I got questions right here. We're going to get in the show. Lines are open, okay? Lines are open. Let's get the music back on. Let's go ahead and chop it up because now we're going to talk about why isn't she texting you? Because it's a problem a lot of guys are going through right now. A lot of you guys out there, let's get the music going. A lot of you guys out there, you meet a woman online. You meet a woman and on the streets or somewhere, you exchange information. And then all of a sudden, she reaches out to you or you reach out to her. And maybe y'all exchange a few text messages. And then all of a sudden, she disappears. It seems like everything is working right. But then all of a sudden, something happens. and she disappears. Okay? Something happens and she can't, and she disappears. And a lot of guys just don't understand what's going on. A lot of guys don't understand actually what's happening as far as why isn't she messaging me? Why isn't she getting back at me? And that's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. Okay, we're going to be talking about that today. And guys, y'all can have a call in because sometimes they will ghost you. Sometimes they will look at your message and not say anything. Or sometimes they won't say anything at all. And some of you guys ask yourselves that, you know what, things are going good with us. What happened? Why isn't she getting back? Okay. No, no, it's all good. It's all good, my brother. It's all love, brother. It's all love. I'm just saying that this place that you're out here, we're on man stuff. I'm not going to say to a woman she's for the streets because I haven't been with every woman in the world to make those generalizations. Women are allowed to see other men. Women are allowed to fuck around if they want to because we have no right as men to tell them what they want to do. But I can tell you this much. When she gets around a real man, she's not going to do all the things she's going to do with a sucker. So I'm just saying that we got to realize that we don't have rights over women to try to dictate what they do. If she's actually interested in you, she's not going to fuck around on you. That's just how it is. But if there's things about you that I'm going to talk about that she's allowed, I don't see why. How do y'all can't get mad at women. Women are allowed to see other guys. Women are allowed to do what they want. The problem is a lot of you guys don't have enough game to keep these women in check and in line to show them that you are the shit and she can lose you. We'll talk about that in a second. Let me get to two of these questions that before we get into this. King is asking a question. What if she consistently is looking at my stories I post and not writing back for almost 2 months? Well, here's the problem nightmare that I'm having, and it's not with her. How do you know that she is looking at your stories? Something is odd here, and you know what it is? It's you. Why would you? Now, let me tell you this is a problem, okay? Let me show y'all what a lot of guys do. See, a lot of you guys will go on Facebook or YouTube or someplace. It's usually on Facebook. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Facebook allows you to post a story. And when you post a story, it's going to show you on the side everybody who looked at your story. And what the problem I have with you, King, is why are you being the woman in this situation? Because what I feel like you're doing is you're posting a story, and then you're going on your page to see if she looked at it. And you've been doing this for 2 months. You've been doing this for 2 months. So you should see why she let you go. And you should see why you're in the feminine. And you should see why you're the woman in this. Why are you looking at who is looking at your stories like a woman? She's constantly looking at your stories. So what? But why are you looking at her, looking at your stories? See, this is what's wrong with you guys. Y'all always want to blame women for everything, number one, but why the fuck are you looking at a woman's stories that's looking at you? Why do you care? Bro, let me tell you something. When you have game, you're going to post shit, and guess what? That woman's going to heart. That's going to send you a smiley face. Matter of fact, let me give you an example. Because I don't think y'all understand. Sometimes when you get with a woman, let me see if I can find something. Give me a second. Let me see if I can find that shit. Sometimes when y'all get with a woman and you have game, okay? I'll give you an example. When you have game, all right, and you know what you're doing, a lot of women are going to reach out to you in different ways. And, I'm sorry, not that way. I'm sorry. Let me take it down. I'm sorry. Here we go. Let me see if I can find that shit. Like a lot of women, give you an example. A lot of women will do the heart eyes. You see that? They will send that message. Some women will send a message like mentioning your name message. Some women will send heart eyes, emojis. Some women will send smiley faces. Some women will send crying faces. Some women will send heart faces. So what I'm saying is that a lot of women have a lot of pride, and a lot of women are seeing a lot of guys. And a lot of women are not just going to reach out and say, I miss you. But they're going to see if you're smart enough to read between the lines. They will find a way to reach out to you. Oh, you know what? I saw a funny emoji and it reminded me of you. Oh, did you accidentally call me? Oh, I accidentally butt dialed you. Women will find a way to get in touch with you. And the problem I'm seeing here is that you're caking over the woman. Let me get to the next question before we continue what we're saying. Guys, if you have any questions, please put a Q in there. We got you covered. We'll answer any of your questions that you have, okay? Let's see here. Hold on. Jason, I got you. I'll post your question in there. Call T, I got your question. I'll post it in there. Sorry, guys. I'm not going to forget your – I got you, guys. All right, let me see. By showing her why she should be intimate – wait. By showing her why she should be intimate with you, is that showing her what you want to do by – get? Wait. I'm trying to see what you're saying. By showing her why she should be intimate with you, is that showing her what you want to do or by getting her – okay, can you – okay. I need you to articulate what you're asking because I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Ask that question again. I'm going to go to these other questions, but ask that question again. Jason is asking, should I cut off people who don't give a fuck about themselves? Yeah, absolutely. Cut the cancer off. Get rid of them motherfuckers. What is your view on your lady going to triple O? No, Carl. There will never – listen, Carl – never, hey, there's two things I don't want you guys ever to do and get your crayons out. Don't ever, ever, ever let your girl go on a girl's trip out. Never let her go with her girlfriends on a ladies' trip. Because at that point, she's going to be doing some fucking. And ladies, stop that. I know you ladies are like, nah, Steven, I just go take a man, stop lying. We ain't doing that shit. No. She cannot go. And you know what? If she has to go, something's wrong with your relationship. The next thing is never let her go to a bachelorette party. Never. Not the ones we had because, guys, I'm telling you, when we had the bachelorette party, listen, this is how fucked up I was. And y'all can judge me, but this is how fucked up I was. I was getting my stripper to fuck the bride. That was part of his payment. You know what? Again, what did I say? We did the stripper show, okay? All right? We do that. Hey, I didn't say you fuck every trick. Hold on, Jessica. I didn't say you fuck every trip. I'm saying you fuck sometimes. Come on, just stop. Come on, girl. Stop. Come on. Anyway, what I'm saying to you guys, when I had a bachelorette party service, what I would do is I would get the bride-to-be, three good-looking women, and one fat, ugly chick. The bride, three good-looking women, and one fat, ugly chick. And I would line them up, and he would be in the room naked with the lights out. And I would get some baby oil, and I'd squirt it in all their hands, five squirts. Bride-to-be. Three sexy women and one fat woman, and I squirted in their hand, okay? And they will go in there and do the nasty shit because with the way we do when they get done rubbing his naked body, sucking his dick and kissing all over him, grabbing his ass, his balls, and all the shit they were doing to him, they run back down. Now, remember, the lights are out, so nobody knows what's going on in the dark, so they can do whatever they want to do in the dark. So that's how I got it set up. So usually my boy would be fucking the bride later on. But, I mean, I'm just saying that's just how we run games and shit. But don't get mad. Don't never let your girl go to a bachelorette party. But, no, nah, man. See, I'll tell you right now, man, nah, man. You might have some problems with your relationship if she wants to go out of town with her girlfriends. Don't let her do that shit, a girl's trip, where they just going to hang out. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, if she has not sent a message about a week and I sent her a message last, would that be considering double texting? Never, Mr. Ray. This is, I'm going to talk about this. Never, never. See, Jessica's laughing right now. Hold on, Ray. Hold on, Ray. Jessica laughing her ass off. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. Never double text a woman. You're just not interested. And I'm going to explain. Thank you, Coach Jace. Coach Jay, how you doing, Jay? I appreciate the love right there. I'm going to explain. Lines are open. Y'all can call in. But I'm going to explain to you why she's not texting you. So many of you guys out here, you've got to understand women. You've got to understand women, gentlemen, and I'm going to explain this. This is very important, so get your crayons out to understand. These women, now listen, this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing, but it's going to be bad for you guys. Please understand, these women are getting hit on every day, all week, all month, all year. Several guys all day hitting her up, trying to find a way to get in that combination to get between her legs. They're trying to find the right combination by talking to her, telling her how pretty she is, and all that cake-ass shit that y'all fail on, okay? I'm going to show you why y'all are fucking up. You see, even though she's getting hit by a lot of guys, oh, hold on, I didn't say she's fucking them. I didn't say she was fucking them because she's not. But some of them, ladies, don't get mad at me. Ladies, do not get mad at me because you know what the fuck I'm about to talk about. I'm going to show you how cold women are first before I tell you why. Wait. She has basically her little secretary in her mind. She knows automatically your job position. You are either going to, 98% of you guys are going to end up being her chauffeur if she chooses to have you chauffeur her around. 98% of you guys will be able to put it, you're going to put up her Christmas and her Halloween lights. See, the ladies are probably laughing right now because ladies are like, Steven, stop that. Steven, I'm not like that. I'm a good woman. I would never have a guy just put up my Christmas and Halloween lights. I'm not that bullshit. Have a guy sit around and hang out with her. Man, these women, let me show you the picture. Because these women are not stupid, guys. I keep telling you. These women are not stupid. But these women are smart enough to, they're like great, like farmers, like cattle rustlers. They know how to separate you cupcakes. They are like ranchers. It's a beautiful thing. Like, that's not it. Sorry, let me show you what I'm talking about. They're like ranchers. And let me show y'all what I'm talking about before y'all get all mad at me. Yeah, I didn't make this shit up. I'm just showing you what they do. Don't get mad at me. They're ranchers. See, they know that some of you are great guys that are going to help him move. Y'all going to fix things. Oh, man. They already know your job and what your description is. And then you suckers that help him move, she's got her other group of suckers that would help put up her pictures, bring her fucking dishwasher up there or washing machine, her dryer. He will fix her bed. He'll bring up her couches. And then they're the guys that she has that she would just sit around and talk to, you know, chat with, you know, how are you doing today? You know, the shoulder to cry on. And don't think she doesn't have her Netflix and chill guy. Oh, no. She'll let you get close, but she's not going to let you get any of that ass. Oh, no. This is your reward. And then you got those women that's juggling all you suckers. Have both, all you motherfuckers. She's right in the middle. Go ahead and give her a kiss. Aw. 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 Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful how most of you motherfuckers are? And then if some of you are lucky enough, you get to take her out to dinner while she's texting the other guy, gentlemen. While she's texting the other guy. You are so lucky. You get a consolation prize. And you can't get mad at the woman because she knows what you are as soon as you open your mouth, gentlemen. Your texting is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. Your texting is how you feel about yourself. And let me explain this to you. Gentlemen, write your crayons. when you have no creativity. You remember SpongeBob SquarePants? Don't judge me. I love still watch SpongeBob. I'm 50, and I still watch SpongeBob. Remember one thing SpongeBob said? He would say this thing called imagination, right? If you have no creativity and you have no original ideas and everything you do is predictable, she ain't fucking with you. And what is predictability? Hi, what are you doing? What are you up to? What's going on? Hey, hi, sup, yo, ma, whoa, all that bullshit. She ain't fucking with you. There's nothing special about you. If you cannot hold a fucking conversation, she's not fucking with you. Lines are open. 563-999-3062. I'm sorry. 563-999-3056 if you guys, you want to call in. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. We're chopping it up. Today we're talking about why women stop messaging you. Because there's nothing fun. There's no gentlemen, women do not want a library. Well, hi, my name is Roger, and hi, yeah, I'm a Sagittarius, and you know, I've got this portfolio. Yeah, look at my portfolio, girl. Yeah, I love it. And guess what? Yeah, so I've got this boat trip and all this other stuff. Yeah, you know, I've got stocks and bonds. And I mean, you motherfuckers think that she wants that? And I know a lot of these ladies are laughing their ass off right now because they know what the fuck I'm talking about. They know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you cannot show her that talking to you is going to be some excitement or lead somewhere, it's not going anywhere. Let me bring in area code 773. 773, what's up? What's your name? What's going on?
What's up? It's Mike Clemens. What's going on? It's from the shop.
Hold on, Mr. Clemens. Wait 2 seconds. Let me turn you up on my end. 1 second, sir. Let me turn you up. I got you low. Damn, I'm sorry. All right, Mr. Clemens. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, when you just spoke about the text, so you say imagination. So you got to come with something that is not routine. That's what you're saying. I'm just reiterating
okay.
what you're
okay.
saying.
Yes. You, okay, with a woman, you either going to talk at her or talk to her. And when
okay.
you're interviewing and saying boring questions, you're talking her. She wants a man to talk to her, meaning a man that can, excuse me, a man that can discuss things and also lead her somewhere. Let me give you a prime example.
Okay.
Tell me something that a woman has texted you that has thrown you off. Just like something that she says, anything, or just let me know. Anything that she said to you, my brother?
I got something to tell you. Like she's coming out of blue. I got something to tell you.
Okay, she said, I got something to tell you. Okay, and well, give me something more. Give me something else. What did she have to tell you? What did she have to say?
Like, I got she probably say, like, I'm pregnant or I've got this or whatever.
Nah,
whatever.
I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm saying a woman that you just met, she's texting you, she's throwing you off. Tell me something that she said to you.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, and what do you say when she says, what's up?
I said, I'm cool. What's up with you, you know?
Then you're talking at her. You've already failed. I'm cool. What's up with you? You know what I'm saying? What's up? I'm going to tell you what's up. What's up right now is I'm trying to figure out a way where I'm going to have you accompany me to either lake spread your ass cheeks so you can spend time with me. I'm going to sit around, and what's up is I'm trying to figure out a way if I'm ready to have you come over and hang out with me on the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air while I get some ice cream. And if I get some ice cream, I want to see you Saturday, 12 o'clock, and I want you to wear something in black because when I first met you, it wasn't just your look that got me to see you. It was the outfit that you have on, and I like how you look in black. So you don't have to necessarily wear the same outfit, but I want you to wear something that shows the reflection of your skin off of those clothes because I find that very sexy. Do you see the difference between talking at her and talking to her?
Okay.
See, you're saying I have nothing interesting to say, so let me return serve back to you so you can try to say something so I can reply back to you. I'm saying everything a woman says to you, you should be able to lead her somewhere. Does that make any sense?
I got you. It's like you just explained earlier. What I was doing, what my mistake was, I'm doing this little racket thing with tennis, back and forth. It's boring.
But you're playing safe. You're tiptoeing. You're playing safe. Because, not saying you, but I'm saying a lot of guys who do what you do, they're happy to just talk to the woman. So they're happy. So they want to keep her interest going, but they don't want to put flavor in her. I'm telling you what's up. Real quick, is there another thing that a woman says? Tell me something another woman has said to you on a message.
Let's see. Hey, Mike, how you doing? I ain't heard from you in a while. Like that.
Well, the reason why, what did you say?
I'm cool. You know, same thing, cool. I'm cool. What's up with you?
Okay, let me tell you the reason why you haven't heard from me in a while. You know, I first met you, I told you that I wanted to get to know you in a more intimate way, and you asked me, what did that mean? I told you, look, my whole thing is I meet beautiful women all the time with no substance, and that's my problem. And the reason why I told you I wanted to get to know you is because I wanted to know if your character matches your looks. And when I talked to you, all I got was soft, boring text from you, and it showed me that you really wasn't in it and your character wasn't the kind of woman that I wanted. And I felt like you were wasting my time. So I let you go and kept moving because I don't want a woman. I'm not a I don't know kind of man. I'm not a I'm not sure kind of man. I'm not a get back to you kind of man. So, you know, that's why I'm not talking to you. But if you have changed your tone and your tune, let's talk. That's why I haven't talked to you in a while. You see that? I'm talking to her motherfucking ass. I'm not talking at her.
I got a question on that. Now,
sure.
After two or three texts, not even texts, I call. I don't do good texting much. I just call. And it's kind of like this conversation short. Do I just charge it up and just talk it up again and leave that alone altogether and move on?
No, what do you mean two or three texts? I don't understand. And 484 and 973,
two,
I got
three,
you. 1 second. Wait, what do you
two
mean?
Two or three calls. Like, I had met this girl at a party. It was like about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
We did a speed date. And, you know, the questions I asked was good. So we changed numbers, and I called. And first time I called, it was short. She had to do something. Then second time I called her, she was on the phone with a friend. I'm like, oh, okay. And for the third time, I really didn't get her. You know what I'm saying? It was short. So I'm just thinking about just cutting it off.
Well, wait a second. If I called her, she said she with a friend, I said, I'm going to send you a cute little message. Listen, I know you're busy with your friend and everything like that, but I got an idea of how you can make it up to me. When we go out later on this weekend, on this day, at this time, and this is what I want you to wear, I will allow you to give me an extra hug and an extra kiss, because the last thing I want to do is waste your time or my time. See, that's talking at her. I'm not talking to her. I'm not wasting my time. And I'm going to make sure everything I say is going to lead her exactly where the fuck I wanted to go. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Okay, I got you.
So, yeah, so, you know, all right, but I got to grab these other calls, but call back. I appreciate the call, brother.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Respect, brother, respect. All right, Erico 484, the 973. 484, how can I help you?
Hello, can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, sir. What's going on? How can I help you?
Somebody sent me a text that, like, completely, like, it just threw me off.
What did she say? Just tell me what she said.
She said, hey, me and my man broke up because he said he won't buy me a Van Cleef bracelet with an emoji of the emoji I looking up, like an annoying emoji.
Okay. He broke up. Wait, she broke with a man, but he won't buy her bracelet, right? Well, Hey, baby girl, I'm glad you said that, because you know what? I've got a bracelet right here. And what I want you to do later on tonight, why don't you come by my house so I can show you my bracelet?
Steve, I've never met this girl before.
I don't give a fuck if you never met her. Can I finish what the fuck I'm saying?
If she got the nerve
to disrespect you and talk about another fucking guy, then can I finish what the fuck I'm saying? Because I've got a bracelet for you. And it's my fingertips. When I brace my fingertips on your shoulder and rub you down while you're naked, explaining to me why you broke up. You know what I mean? I'm not. See, this is a problem with y'all motherfuckers. Why do you let women talk to you guys any old kind of way and throw other men in your face? If you're going to throw a man in my face, then you know what? Listen. We're not friends, but after we get done fucking, we can talk about your man as much as you want. I will sit there and we can discuss how he didn't get you a bracelet, and I will say shame on him. But if she's going to throw a man in your face, you got to nut the fuck up and look, fuck that. Hey, you know what? Come on, let's embrace. That's part of the bracelet. We're going to embrace tonight. So if you're free, come on over. I want you to come by my house at 7:30, or if you're busy, you can come around 9:30, wear something loose, come on over, and let's have a good time so you and I can create a bracelet ourselves when we mix and melt and lock in. What's the problem, 484? What, should I have told you to say, well, golly gee, shucks, that's shame for him. What did you want me to say?
Nah, I was just confused why she said that to me. Like,
Hey, caller, she could come from the planet of Zamunda and say,
right.
And it could be subtitled, I don't give a fuck. I am going to tell her what, see, here's your problem. You're too busy listening to her talk about another guy in your face. You want to know why? Because she's trying to see what kind of sucker you are. And you sitting there like, oh, well, I'm sorry things didn't work out. Really?
I didn't say that.
Well, I'm just saying. What did you say back to her?
I said, my name is Ovi. Who are you? And then she said, wow.
All right. Okay. Are you done? Because I'm playing this shit in A minor, I guess it is. Are you fucking serious? That woman is disrespecting you. I'm saying to you, nut the fuck up and say, look, cool. Now you can come over to my place. What a shame. Mm-hmm. Now you can have reasons to come to my place. But what? Why would you say that to her? I don't know you. What?
I didn't say I don't know you. I said, who are you? Because I didn't know who the number was.
I don't give a fuck what the number is. If she's calling you, telling you she broke up with her man, then let's go ahead and embrace. I got a bracelet with my fingertips when I embrace my fingers on your body. And when we lock up in a bracelet, I'll twist your ass up. I'm good, girl. Come on over. I'm free at 7:30. Bring that sexy ass over here, girl. You know you want to come over here because you wouldn't have brought that shit up. Because if you say that, she's like, oh my God, how could you say such a thing? Let me tell you something. Don't waste my time. And don't you ever message me and bring up another guy again. Do you understand me? Because the next time you do that, lose my number. See, you ain't ready for that kind of game. Because you just want to, well, who are you? Tap dancing and shit. Come on, man. You got nothing to fuck up, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So we'll throw you back in, man. Let's grab the other area code 973, then 917. 973, what's your question? What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, my brother? What's going on with you?
Man, I think I'm a surface dweller.
I know you are, but what's up?
Look, I need to know if I messed up with this chick. I just met her, and I think I took it too far.
Okay, what happened? Talk to me.
It's better if I just read you the text message. Cause I got
oh, my God. Yeah, read me the text message. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, man. You about to...
I'm no judgment. I'm not judging, dog. Just go ahead and read this shit. Oh my 917, I got you next. Go ahead, let's read this shit. What'd you say?
Let me find it. She hit me up.
All right, she hit you up. What'd she say?
She said, hey, this is Secure. I was like, hey, what's up, baby girl? She said nothing
Whoa,
much. I'm about to get some boba.
Baby girl? Ah, man, okay, what's up, baby girl? Go ahead. Then what?
She said nothing much. About to get some boba. Which is a drink. She said, how about
you? I know what bubble is. It comes from like that Hawaiian
like
tie.
That
it's like, Right, right, a T-shirt. I know what that is. Don't worry. I got my ear to the ground. Go ahead. So then what?
All right. So she says, I was like, from Boba, that's that tea. I'm at the crib whipping up some food. And she over here, she sent me a video. She said, yeah, milk tea. She said, what are you cooking? I said, those things annoying to drink. They hard to slurp up. And I was like, I made veggie bean soup with a bowl of fruit. She said, ha, 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 yeah, sometimes. And she said, that's interesting, with a little emoji, little smiley face, little cheeky face. And then I put,
what?
LOL, you.
Okay, you put LOL,
I put
what?
LOL, I put LOL, you must be a pro at it, huh, with a little smirky food and shit. And then she said, oh, Lord, no comment. And then she put a little smiley face. And then I put, yeah, I could cook. All that's missing is an entree of Shakira. And then I put, it's okay, baby. Keep those comments to yourself. I'll have it out of you in no time. A little cheeky face. And then she said, LOL, you are something else. So you think? And then she said, doubt it. And then I was like, nah, baby girl, I'm just all you need. And I was like, see, confidence comes from knowing. I said, confidence comes from a knowing standpoint, not thinking. And then I put, and I don't have to doubt when I already know. And then she put, ha, ha, you think you smooth, LOL. She said, yeah, 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 I hear you. And then this is where I come in with some smooth shit. I don't know if I fucked up on this, but I'm about to read it to you. I was like, see, just imagine me finishing my dinner with you laying your sexy ass down on my bed. No shirt, just a bra and a phone.
Let me finish.
Instead of using my bowl, fuck it. I licked the food off your body, topped up with some whipped cream with a little chocolate drizzle. Don't even need dessert. And I was like, again, with this thinking shit, LOL, no, baby girl, I know. I put an exclamation point. She says, shaking my head, LOL. I said, yeah, I hear you all right. She said, no, I said, mm-hmm, got you blushing already. Don't even got to be there. She said, nah, LOL. I was like, mm-hmm. She put that laughing face in that OL emoji, like with the hands up to the side. I ain't think much of it. And I tried to call her after that, just to give her a little. I wanted to make a smile even more, but you know she didn't pick up. So she was like,
"She never replied back. She never replied back to you. Why do you think that
listen,
is? Why?
No, she did. She did reply back. She replied back with that smile, with that laughing face.
All right. Do you want to win now? You want to fix this?
I'm not even done yet. All right.
Yeah, do you want to fix this? All right. Get a piece of paper. Because after I tell you this,
you got a piece of paper.
Well, then, goddamn it, you better write this shit down or memorize it because you're about to call her right now and tell her what the fuck I'm going to say to clean this shit up.
All right. I'm going to take out one of those. I'm on my phone. Hold on.
Come on, man. Oh, my God.
Ladies,
my apology for you ladies out there while he's getting his notebook. I just want to apologize to you ladies, and this is being brought to you by ladies, for those times when these guys out here are cramping up and they can't really talk to a woman and explain what he wants. When he has mood swings and he has irritability because he's being used as food. This wine that we have here will help him stop simping and tricking and give him amazing comfort even on his lighter days, guys. Ladies, this thing is being brought to you by Male Maxi Pad Wine. There is nothing like it on the market. Get your Male Maxi Pad Wine, ladies. I'm sorry these guys are like this, but I got to let y'all ladies know, man, this is some cake shit. Bam.
Oh, man. I'm ready.
If you cannot get her on the phone, I just need you to leave this on her answer machine, okay? So after we get her saying this, you call her, and it goes, you have reached 555-555-555-555 or whatever, right? Wait till they say a few of the fives, and then click over and say this, okay? 217, I got you next. So what I want you to say to her is, okay, when are you free? What day are you free and what time are you free at? No, wait. Don't write this. I'm asking you. Don't write that. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking you caller. No, no, hold on. I'm sorry. A caller, before you write, when are you free? When are you
when
free?
I'm free. I'm free Wednesday. This Wednesday coming up.
What time on Wednesday?
I'm free all day. I'm free.
You're a messenger. We go on the phone with her. You're going to say, what's going on? You know, you greet her, okay? And let her know that, listen, I didn't mean to be so forward with you. Because that's not the kind of person I am, because I don't even know you that well to say some of the things that I said. Because we got to clean up that. We got to dig you out of that hole. Talking about, baby, I know what you're thinking. What's up? Yeah, you didn't mean to be forward. Right. So allow me to make it up to you by accompanying me Wednesday at whatever time. Let's go out so I can see what is behind that smile versus send you all these text messages wasting time.
On Wednesday, yes.
On Wednesday.
So I can see.
Yeah, man.
So I can see what's behind that smile.
And so we can stop wasting time. That's it, man. Look, dog, you already screwed this. We got to try to clean this shit up, okay? But you cannot talk to women this way. You can't say you're going to eat crumbs out of her ass crack and something like that, man. That's creepy. 217, I got you next. So call her. All right, now I'm going to give you, you got her number, so I'm going to give you 20 seconds. So you call. Now listen, if you get her answer machine, you have reached 555-555. You just wait till that goes through, click over. And then if it goes B, you leave the message, okay? So go ahead and call her right now. You got 20 seconds. 217, you're next. You got 20 seconds. You ready?
I got to add call. I don't know how to hold on.
Nah, let your nuts drop. All right, look. Hey, just breathe. Hey, listen. What I want you to do, say the word ass. See that smile? I mean, that smile. When you say the word ass, you see that smile you have when you say the word ass? All my guys out there, say the word ass. See that smile? That's how you want to talk. With that word ass, that smile, all right? All right, call you. So you ready? I guess he's already clicked the order. I'm sorry. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 217, you're next. Oh, you do. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. I had to hang up. That motherfucker scared. Let me tell y'all something why he was scared. This motherfucker has her message the first thing on his fucking phone. And he's acting like he can't call that woman. See, he got scared and shit. So I moved on. Let me grab 217. I tried. Y'all can't say I don't try to get y'all some ass. 217, what's up, big guy? What's up, brother?
Hey, Steve. It's B-Rose.
Oh, what's up? I'm sorry. What's up? Who is this again?
I called you earlier, and you told me to get some homework and reply.
Oh, this is B. Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I remember. Wait. You're the one that looks good that tried to talk to that guy at the bar, and that motherfucker bitched up, right?
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, I was at the bar earlier.
Okay. All right, B. Rose. What's going on? Okay, did you do the homework assignment and watch a little bit of Sex Life?
I did. I'd actually heard of it before, so I knew I was coming into some trash.
Wait, it's trash?
Yeah, I was not a fan.
Well, okay, but wait. Why wasn't you a fan? Tell me why you wasn't a fan.
Because I thought I was going to understand her mindset, and in a way I do, but nah, she's the problem. I feel like she is the staple kind of woman that men just look at us in like a vulgar way for. Look at us in a way that makes us, all women, seem like we don't appreciate what men do for us.
Okay.
So,
BB, okay, you're missing the point I was showing you. Okay, you're too busy looking at the
woman. Okay, I'm listening.
Now, peep game. You weren't looking at the two guys. Remember, I told you.
I looked at them.
All right, remember, B. I told you You've got to see the two guys because this is actually the choice that you have to make. Do you want a good guy that's boring and dull, or do you want a bad boy to give you all the sexual pleasure you want? You've got to make that choice. Because if you notice...
Did you find the husband boring?
Well, wait a second. The husband was boring. Okay, listen. Okay. All right, B. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. Okay, think about this, B. All right.
Okay.
You're new over here, so let me explain something to you. All right. So
I'm listening.
A lot of women, okay, your mindset and what you want in a man has kind of a edge, or I won't say expiration date, but it has an edge, okay? You
okay.
can only go as far as your mind has pushed you with the average guys that you've been with, all right? So what I'm saying is, I'm going to use the guy she was living with, okay? The guy she was living with, you know, he's a good husband. He was a great father. He was a good guy. I'm not saying nothing wrong with it being a good guy. But there's something missing with an average guy that's good. Sex is average. Feeling good is average. And B, this is what I'm saying to you that you don't know. See, remember, if you're over here, you're going to learn something over here. PJ, there are things that you know. Then there are things that you don't know. And then what I'm about to talk to you about is things that you don't even know that you don't even know. So what I'm saying to you is that the way your mindset is that, yes, you're looking for the good guy in the house, right? You're looking for that guy like that. But the problem, okay, it showed even when you were talking about at the bar. You had to go to the bar and sit down. You looked at him. He didn't do anything. You went to the bathroom. Now, I pay attention, baby girl, so I listen. So you then went to the bathroom, right? And then when you came back, instead of sitting at your seat at the bar, you walked over to him. And you said he didn't even turn around all the way, right? You remember that? I do listen. See, I'm a good listener. What I'm saying is that's the problem. See, a lot of women think that's a good thing, or what guys do is a good thing when they do things like that. That's terrible. Because, see, what a man should do, B, is a man should push you beyond your thought to get you to reach something you don't even know you have. Well, you're going to learn about today for the first time, but you don't even know your core. You don't even actually know the real you. And let me explain why you don't know the real you. And I won't use you because I don't want to say you, but I'll just say women. I'll just say women just to soften the blow. A lot of women have two layers, okay, that they only know about. Layer one is how they dress up, the makeup, the clothes, you know, the eyeliner, the weave, the wig, and all that. That's layer one, okay? The second layer is the insecurities and low self-worth. I'm not saying you're not worthy or don't have value, okay? I'm not here to knock you. I'm just saying that there are insecurities on that second layer. So all women have been doing is just focusing on layer one and layer two. Layer one and layer two. Relationship insecurities, weight and age insecurities, you know, self-worth insecurities and things like that. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that that's just your edge. Does that make any sense?
The layers, yeah, I understand you.
Okay. So what I'm saying is when you meet a real man, he's going to elevate and educate and show you that your end is actually your beginning. See, the problem is, B, like I told you before, you got about, there's 98, there's like zebras, you know, like I was telling you, just grass-eating lions. There's not really any men out there for you. So that means when you meet a guy, not a man, but when you meet a guy, you already know where this is going. You, I mean, in your heart, you're saying, yeah, he could be Mr. Right. But you know there's something inside of you saying, man, this is just the same old fucking song. And I know this is going to go. He's going to try to impress me with his money, his clothes, his car. He's going to act like he's this. And then then eventually the mask is going to come down and I'm going to see him for what he actually is. And then I'm going to be bummed out because then I'm going to be more mad at myself for giving in to somebody when I knew I should have known better. I knew this guy wasn't going to work out. I knew all this guy was just trying to do. You know, does that make any sense?
So, yeah, but so here's what I think I am missing, and if you could explain
yes.
it to me.
Yeah.
Because what is the alternative? It didn't work out
okay.
with Gab,
okay,
right?
Okay, good. Let's talk about the alternative. I tell you the alternative.
Right, so it – okay.
Okay. All right, let me explain something. Okay. What if – now, this is going to be weird, okay? Just follow Unc for a second.
I'm ready.
Think about – and I won't use – I'm just using the woman. You can be in this. Okay. Think about how a woman masturbates and knows her body and orgasms because she knows her body, right? She knows how to get herself off. She knows how to masturbate. What I'm saying is, what if you meet somebody – to not only elevate how you feel as far as masturbation, but also elevate you in an emotional way where he is, okay, let me ask you something, B. How many guys you know will be able to recognize when you're sad by listening to your voice?
Probably my last two exes.
Okay, how many guys do you know that are able to look at and not just make it about sex? But showing you, but showing you that, you know what, when you're cramping or when you were cramping or you were not feeling well or you were standing on your feet, that he can recognize these things in you. He can recognize your blushes, your smiles, your laughs, and he can make you feel good, to make you smile, to make you laugh, to make you blush, to actually make you miss him, to actually make you feel that there's something different, because when he's with you, he makes you feel like the only woman in the world. He makes you lose time, but he also he has a way of making moments with you. And he's not trying to force sex. Matter of fact, he's not even trying to fuck. I mean, I'm being honest with you. He's not even trying to fuck because he's trying to show you that, you know what, this is why you need to get with a man like me. And the benefits are that all those days when you don't feel sexy and there's low self-worth and there's low self-esteem, that he's there and he's going to show you that what you're actually thinking is a theater. See, I say this for my guys, but I will say this to the women that are listening. For a lot of women, they are used to going to what I call theater number one, and that's where the insecurities for a woman and low self-worth is. Where they just are worried about certain things. You know, I'm not good enough, or, you know, why can't I find a good man? Why am I not relationship material? Why did he do this? Things like that. You know, they always go into that same theater. But what if you got with somebody to show you that there's more than one theater in your mind that you can go into to rid you not only of your self-worth, but to show you how to actually find happiness in yourself and not look for happiness outside of yourself? What if you can find that guy? But the only thing is not only that, great lover, nasty, passionate. I mean, he's going to drive and bring things out of you. But the only catch to it is that you can't have him. The only catch is when, I mean, a man that when you're taking a shower, he'll be like, you know what? You don't know. I always tell my guys, you know, I'm jealous of the soap suds that's hitting your body. Let's go live on video so I can just sit and watch you wash yourself. A man that will send you a video to say, you know what? I'm just thinking about you. You know, I hope you have a good day. A man that will send you a voice message when something's going right. A man, okay, a man on Halloween. What did you do last Halloween? Now, let me just give you some examples. What did you do last Halloween?
I went to a house party.
Okay, went to a house party. What if you got a man that sent you a sexoween invitation that is inviting you to his house because there is a sexual ghost haunting his house or his apartment, and he wants to walk
I'm
you
dead.
Through the story. He wants to walk you through the story. So he brings you into the living room where the dungeon is where he used to, you know, tie his women up, and he ties you and spanks you and, you know, maybe a little bit of candle wax. And then what he does, he brings you into the kitchen where he will prepare meals on you, where he puts whipped cream syrup on your body and eat that motherfucking pussy and touch you and all this other stuff. Then he takes you into he has to cleanse you in the shower where he has the shower lights in red, where he washes your whole body down, takes your leg, puts it over his shoulder, eats you until you come where you can't even move. Then moves you from the shower into the bedroom where he ties you up and be like, oh my God, I'm possessed by that guy, and fucks the shit out of you. But see, you never had a man do that, right?
Not all that, no say.
Not all that, right. But what, okay, what'd you do Easter? What'd you do Easter?
Nothing like that.
All right, well, what if you had a man that said, come over to my place, I got a surprise for you. You come over to his place, and he hands you an Easter basket, and he says, go Easter egg hunting. And you go, and you got 30, 20 minutes, go find all the Easter eggs you want. And you sit down and open them, and every Easter egg in there has something nasty he's going to do to your body. And underneath the basket is handcuffs, rope, and blindfold, where he is going to service you. Haven't had that one, huh, have you?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, those are the benefits you're going to get, because he's going to – what about this one? Have you ever gone on a picnic when it was 90% chance of rain?
No.
You want to know why he's going to take you on a picnic? Because it's 90% chance of rain?
Why?
Because you're the meal. Because he's going to drive you out to the middle of the countryside where nowhere is. And while it's raining, he's going to tell you to get out of the car. And while you're getting out of the car, he's going to throw your ass up on that hood, spread your legs while the rain is hitting you, kind of like those soap operas, chick flicks, and romance novels. And, excuse my language, fuck the shit out of you in the rain to show you that, you know what? I'm not the average guy. I'm the guy that's going to show you a different side of sex. But here's the best thing about it. What do you like? Let me ask you a question. Do you like the sound of rain? Do you like the sound of the ocean? Or do you like the sound of nature?
Probably. I'll go with rain.
Okay. What if you got an audio tape, not a tape, but MP, I'm saying, I'm old, so I say tape. What if you got an MP3 email that had the sound of rain in the background, and in the title of this is Why You Masturbate, and while you masturbate, you just put that in your ear, you have the sound of rain, and he's describing everything he's going to do to you from the moment you walk in that door, or even if you're outside in the rain, break down your body and tell you the things to do while you're touching yourself. Have you ever had a man do that?
Nope.
I see what I'm saying. So what I'm trying to say,
real quick, just so I'm following, this is the man I can't have, right?
You can't have him. No, that's the one thing. You can't have him. You cannot have,
that's
have
the problem
him
I had with this show.
No, but I'm being honest with you. You can listen. You must make a choice. You can have the good guy and have the, it's Tuesday. Well, is it okay if we have relations? Well, whatever, right? Versus, why don't you bring that ass over here? Hey, and you can start from the kitchen to the living room, back to the bedroom. Hey, and then after it's all said and done, he goes into the bath. He goes into the kitchen, warms up some lotion for about 5 seconds, not 10, like 7 seconds, and gives you a full body massage and tells you how sexy you are, how good you taste, and how nice your body is in his hands. That's the kind of service he's going to give you. But you can't have him. That's how the world is fucked up, but you just can't have him. But that's what I was trying to tell you. See, you were looking at the woman. I'm not talking about the woman in this, because She wants the good guy, but the bad guy is not actually bad. He's just pushing her beyond her point of what she thinks in her reality. Remember, right, why as you listen to me, hopefully you stick around, listen, that your point of reality is only at your edge until you meet somebody who can push you beyond the edge. See, the bad guy.
Yes. So this is the question I had, because I did focus on the woman because I didn't understand her dilemma.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. Should she have waited for the quote-unquote bad guy until he did want her?
Okay, the problem is you can't have him. You can't have him.
But I like her decision.
Well, but her decision was to be with the nice guy who tried to be bad. If you watch more of it, he tried to pretend to be bad. Oh, let's sneak in somebody's house and go swimming. You'll see. Or he tried to kiss on other women. He tried to be bad. See, a man doesn't try to be. He just is. But see, what a man knows is that his job. See, the average guy doesn't realize that there are so many sides to you that maybe you do know or you don't know. But he knows how to access those sides because there are sides to you. There, you have a romantic side, you have a sensual side, a sexual side, and a seductive side. But you also have a dirty side, a kinky side, a freaky, a naughty, and a nasty side. But the average guy, like that guy at the bar that you were talking to, you shouldn't have to do any things that you're doing. That's terrible. You should not have to push. I mean, and again, you didn't force yourself. I'm not here to say what you did was wrong, because you did everything right. But in everything that you're doing right, it was wrong in his eyes. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you did nothing wrong, but you can't be you because he is not. Okay, the angry man told me you're a very attractive woman and all this other stuff. So that's strike number one for the average guy, because the average guy only fucks with average women. He can't talk to anything above average because he feels that I'm just not good enough for someone above average. But you take above average and add aggressive, and even though you wasn't aggressive, it's going to be taken as aggressive because a lot of guys are not used to women that are just really straight up, you know, I'm interested in you. Okay, you're interested in me, then that's the fear of success. Okay, she's interested in me. Now what do I do? What do I say? Where do I go from here? I'm going to mess this up. Oh, man, I got to walk on tippy toes and walk on eggshells and things. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
So what I'm saying is that I'm not saying you listen, you have to make the decision for yourself. I'm just saying that what's going to happen, because I'm a whore. Okay. I'm just telling you, I've seen this. you make the decision that you want to make, but the problem is when you get with the good guy who doesn't have women, eventually you're going to find out why he doesn't have women. And then there's the problem. Because how many guys have you talked to when you're not feeling well? They'd be like, okay, well, just tell me when you feel better. I'll talk to you later. So, hey, I'll get back with you later. Hope you feel better. Just roll off, right? Whereas where the bad boy, or y'all call him a bad boy, he's checking on you. Hey, I need to get you some chicken soup. I got you. I'm near Panera Bread. You want me to get some chicken soup? You good? Okay, if you're good, okay. And then check up on you later on. The good guy, again, I'll give you an example. I had a guy, you know, I teach my guys game, you know, how to be smooth and everything. And he was with a woman at his place, and she was looking at a winter picture, a painting. And she was talking about how she loved to go rowing in the lake in the spring and summertime. So, and this was in the wintertime. So when spring hit, he blindfolded her, got her in the car, drove her to the lake, and surprised her. Because he remembered the things she said in the wintertime that the average guy is not going to remember. See, the average guy, while they're average, they don't pay attention because all they want to do is just smash. They don't want to do anything else but just get between your legs. They really don't want anything from you. But the what you call the bad guy or the villain, which I call the villain, what he's going to do is he's going to appreciate your body. When's the last time you had a guy put food on your body and use your body as a plate?
I don't know about that one, ever.
So you're telling me you never had a guy say, you know what, I want some dessert, come over to my place, undress you, lay you down, and lay fruit and little pieces of cake on your nipples, your breasts.
Ooh, that sounds messy.
Wait, what is that? That's not, what is nasty about it? What's nasty?
No,
it's supposed to be messy because afterwards, that's the excuse to go in the shower. Matter of fact, let me ask you this question because I know you're going to say no to this, but when's the last time a guy told you, turn out the lights? Because if I was there, I'd be kissing all over your body, and it's nothing like the lights being off, and put on your favorite music. And while you wash your body, let that towel be my lips and my tongue, and I want you to guide my lips and my tongue through your body the way you would want me to do it if I was there with you right now. Have you ever had someone tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I know. It's you're like, no. But what I'm saying is that that same guy the very next day, because this is where the insecurities come in with women. Once they deal with a guy, the insecurity comes in at, is he going to call me? Is he going to get in touch with me? Is he just playing games? Is he going to make me feel like shit? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's something that women go through. Now, I'm not going to say all the time, but you know what I'm talking about. After it's over, you're kind of wondering, is he going to be in touch with me? You know what I mean?
Right.
What happens if you wake up in the morning, you got a video message already set for you, letting you know how great the experience was, how good you taste, and you hope you have a good day and get back to me, not through a text message, but you will see him on video. He'll send you a video message letting you know that, you know what, I enjoyed this experience we had. Get back with me when you can.
I'm missing something because apparently I can't have this man. This is all just heartbreaking.
Wait, no, you can have him, but when you have him, his job is to make you lose time, make you feel like the only woman in the world. The only catch is you can just rent and lease him. You cannot have him.
I get it.
Yeah, but that's a choice you must take. You must ask yourself, do I want to be with the average guy, that's average, like the guy at the bar, or do you want to be with a guy that can take you beyond? Remember, think about this. Your edge, the reason why you have the edge is because your edge is full of judgment from other guys. You have guys that are inexperienced, okay? There are several reasons why guys or creepy guys that are holding you from your edge. So all your life, you think what you actually think you are isn't actually what you are. What you are is just a part of what you are. See, let me explain. Your feelings, okay? You think feelings are actually emotions, but that's the trick. See, we know that, and you don't know that. See, you think that you know love. You think you know actually passion and all that. You have no idea what it is, because if all you've been dealing with is surface dweller guys who don't know what they're doing, and they're just average, so that means you find the best average guy that you find. But
that could be my age, too.
Well, no, your age doesn't matter. Your age does not matter because he's not looking at your age. He's looking at your mindset.
From my experience?
Well, because your experience is limited. See, your experience is based off of the average. Remember, you're dealing with someone that's not judging you. He's not saying you're a slut, you're a whore. He's saying, let me see not what's behind the makeup. Let me see what's not behind your insecurities. But let me see the real you, the you that you actually want to show people, but maybe you've been ashamed to show people, or maybe someone judged you, or maybe there are times you really want to show yourself, but because you've done that, you got hurt before. He wants to see that side of you. But here's the beautiful thing about it. You know why he's not trying to fuck you? Because all he's waiting is for you to invite him in. He wants, that's all he wants. He doesn't want the pussy. He wants the invite. He wants you to invite him in. That's all he wants. But please understand this. Invite him in, he's going to conquer. But everything he conquers is going to elevate you. But the problem is, with the conquering is going to come the addiction and the habit. So I'm just giving you the bad and the good. So your good right. days are going to be great and wonderful. But you're going to be hooked on this guy. Because every right. Halloween comes by, every Halloween goes by, and you ain't with him. And you with that average motherfucker be like, well, let's just sit and watch some TV. Guess who you're going to be thinking about? Every Easter, when you're sitting around just doing nothing, guess who you're going to be thinking about? You see what I'm saying?
I do, but can I ask you one more question, Steve?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
This guy that I'm renting that's giving me these mind-blowing experiences, is he mm-hmm. on a like a renewable lease, or is this I am eventually going to go with the nice guy and always just no. want this?
No, no. Here's a this is the beautiful thing about it.
Okay.
He's your dildo. He's like a genie in the bottle or a dick in the bottle. Whenever you – listen, think about this. He's not going to run behind you. He's not going to ask you any questions. He's not going to be insecure. If you're going on a – listen, if you're going on a date, he's cool with it. He's not going to be mad. There's going to be no jealousy. He's not even going to ask you questions. Matter of fact, if you want to talk about it, you can talk about it, and he's cool with it. So you have all the, there's benefits to this. So you can rent him as much as you want, and you can have as much as you want, and you can have him as many times. You can put him in the closet if you want to. He's not going to get mad. He's not going to get upset. He's not going to get bitter. He'll just leave a candle in the window. So when you're ready to come back home, you can find your way back to him.
Okay.
Why are you saying like that?
I just can't imagine. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're making a lot of sense.
but you, okay, remember.
But I can't.
Right, remember. You hit it right. Why you can't imagine is because, like I said, there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. But once you do know those things and experience those things and go beyond your edge, this is the problem. There's no going back. Because the right. bar is set. So at that point, think about this. Then you're wondering, okay, well, I got an idea. Why don't I take out – hey, you know what? You'll probably do this. You know what? To another guy. I got an idea. You know what? How about I take a shower and I put you on live so you can watch me wash myself? You know what that average motherfucker is going to say? Why would we do that? Why would we take – I mean – what's in it for me? I don't understand. Why would I want to watch you take a shower? What's in it for me? And you know what you're going to be like? You'll be like, okay. Well, you know, I got an idea. You know what? It's raining. Let's go to the countryside and maybe go eat something. Well, why would we go to the countryside? It's about to rain. I don't want to get wet. I just waxed my car. I don't want to mess it up and get wet. You see what I'm saying? You'll be like, okay. Hey, it's Halloween. I got an idea. You know, why don't you come to my place? I got this sex. Well, why would you have a sex-a-ween thing? That's pretty kitty of you. I mean, why would you have that? I'm telling you. This is what you're going to, I'm telling you. I promise you. But the thing is, this is the beautiful thing about it. Every woman has got a choice. And this is the beautiful thing that what a man does. Think about this, 217. He's not going to manipulate you. He's not going to deceive you. He's not going to beg. He's not going to push. You make the decision what you want to do. And he will respect. If you're like, I'm not interested, he will float the fuck off, and he will not bug you again. He will not say anything. He will leave you alone so you don't have to worry about getting any restraining orders. You don't have to worry about someone sneaking in the bushes and all that other stuff. He will let you go because he will honor and respect your wishes. But just know, if you let that motherfucker in, if you let him in, your world will never be the same again. Because, okay, Okay. Not to get too personal, but just give me an example. Not an example. Just give me some. Let's say your friend. Let's not say you, because I don't want to, you know, let's say your friend.
Okay.
Tell me a fantasy that your friend has that she loves to think about when she has a masturbating session. What would that person think about? Just an example.
Oh.
Give me an example. What does she think
about? I'll tell you what a weird one I've heard is okay. A quiet place.
A quiet place, all right. And, oh, wait, a quiet place like a museum, a library?
You know the movie?
Okay, the movies. Okay,
you know
the
movie.
Okay.
No, the movie A Quiet Place where it's like you make
a
noise,
quiet place. Oh, you mean
terrible
a,
danger. Yeah.
You're talking about an area like that? Or what you mean, like, you're talking about that, like a town like that?
Yeah, you remember the movie where if you made a single sound, your life was over?
You had to be quiet. Okay, right. Okay, all right. So, what if he took that information? You can't make a sound, okay? Let me take that information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're at work and you're stressed out. You're at work, you're stressed out, right? But he has a way to get you off, use a quiet place, give you an orgasm, and relax you all at the same time. You want to know how he'll do it? He'll ask you if you want to play. Because you know what he's going to do is remember, I know you were talking about how you love not the Quiet Place, the movie, but the fact of when you want to moan or you want to orgasm, what turns you on is the fact that you can't moan or can't orgasm, and that turns you off. Even though everybody's around you, you got to be quiet. Am I correct? Something like that, right?
The idea, yes, sir.
Okay. So what if he told you to go in the bathroom? Pull your panties down, put your phone on vibrate, go back to your chair, take the edge of the phone and slide it between your lips and where your clit is. Now, I'm showing my guys, you have the phone, the edge of the phone right underneath your clit, and all he's going to do is keep dialing the fucking phone while the phone vibrates, and all you got to do is start rubbing yourself. And the rule of the game is you can't say anything. Or it can be in another situation. It could be a situation of, you know what, why don't we do this? Why don't you and I find a subway or a bus or something around rush hour time? You want to know why? Because that's going to give me the opportunity to get right behind you and take my hands and slide it in your pants and let me play with you from the back. And what you got to do, I'm going to be right behind you, so no one's going to see what we're doing. You must maintain composure around everybody while I'm getting you off. Do you see how the mind works of a man that knows how to push things? Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that help the fantasy that you have? Instead of you laying on your bed thinking of a quiet thing and not moaning and touching yourself, what if he can actually put you in that situation where you have to be quiet, you can't moan, but he'll get you off? You get to actually experience it versus thinking about it. What happens if you get to be in the story?
Yeah, my friend would love that.
Yes, your friend would love, right. Your friend would love, right. Your friend would love that, but that's what I'm saying. But the problem is once your friend either dismisses him or your friend says, we need to take a break because I'm falling in love or I'm getting too deep in, and let me try to meet somebody else, where do you think you're coming back to when you mention that to a guy? You don't tell him what to do. Because remember, if you have to tell him what to do, then there's a problem. You see what I'm saying? A woman should never have to tell a man what to do. He should be able to read between the lines. So if you're like, you know what, something gives you off, like a quiet place. And he was like, well, that's very nice. Okay, well, anyway, so I was, you see what I'm saying? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to sit there and say, damn, I wonder what's going on with old boy. Does that make any sense?
Right, it does.
So what I'm saying is that I understand that you think that where you have been is your ending. But what I'm saying is when you actually meet a real man, your ending is the beginning, because there's so much to you that you don't even know about yet. I'm telling you, what if we could show? I'm telling you, but remember, the only thing is, you can't have them.
So you think I really thought my inexperience was because of my age. I didn't think it's because I'm looking for the wrong man.
No, it's not as near. It's okay. Okay, get a piece of paper. All right, let me show you how simple it is. Get a piece of paper and just draw a circle in the middle of the paper.
Hold on.
Okay, let me show you.
All right, I'm ready.
Even for you ladies out there. Write I do on the outside of the circle and write I am inside the circle.
Okay.
Your age is an I do. It's not an I am. You are not your age. You are not that number. That's just a number. But see, the problem is that, I want you to see what you're thinking right now. Think about it. You're talking about things outside of yourself because that's what you train yourself to do. But what if you meet somebody that's showing you that you are not the number, that there's more to the I am versus the I do. And the only way you're going to get to that I am is you just got to let a motherfucker in. He's just saying, let me in. It's the rule of the vampire. It's the rule of the vampire. All you got to do is invite me in, but you have to do it. See, the rule for people like us, we cannot force our way in. We cannot manipulate our way in, and we cannot beg or barter our way in. That's a rule for the game for guys like us. We can't do that. You have got to make a choice. You must 100% make the choice that, and this choice comes from trust. Because remember, if a guy meets you, right, a guy like me or my kind, okay, I know that you have values, morals, judgments, ethics, and you have no trust. So I've got to whittle those things away, and no matter how much time it takes, I'm fine with that. But you have got to make the decision based off of your actions. Not, I will not try to manipulate the situation. I would just give you samples of what it will be like, but you ultimately have to make the final decision.
Okay.
And that's what we should.
It's gonna take me a minute to take all this in, but this is great. This is the first time I'm hearing quite a bit of this.
Well, yeah, because the thing is, even with your mindset right now, your perception and your reality is based off of, okay, remember, you are not, okay, from the point that you came here, okay, you were nothing but stories of your past. That's all you, with the you that came here is a combination of all them fucking surface-dwelling motherfuckers. Every relationship, all that bullshit, everything that you have gone through, when you came here, this is what you become. But what I'm saying to you is what you actually are isn't actually motherfucking. This is not you. This is what you think you are. Because what women don't understand is the voice that you have that's really dictating how you do things is making you actually think that your feelings are actually emotions. And that's not the truth. What you're feeling right now is just a feeling that you have labeled an emotion, but you have not actually gone to the core of emotion. You're just feeling it. And all your life when you were young, whatever you were feeling, you named that, okay, this is my emotions, or I'm in my feelings, or this is how I feel, blah, 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 blah. But what I'm saying is that your end right now is actually your beginning. You are more than what the fuck you think you are. Because unfortunately, all you've been told by your mind, not me, that have you been regurgitating is my age, my age, my age. You see what I'm saying? But I'm trying to say, fuck your age. That's not you. You are not your age. Matter of fact, fucking with a real man, he's going to teach you to stop counting time. Because age is nothing. Remember, age is man-made, right? Some motherfucker created a clock. Some motherfucker created birthdays, right? Right? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I'm following.
I mean, Hey, you eating all this food? You like, God, hey, I thought I was just going to say something about that. Man, what is this? Who is this motherfucker? You see what I'm saying?
This is going way off from what I thought.
No, it's not going way off. It's going in the right direction. Because you were around motherfuckers that have game, and this is what game is about. My job is to learn me, but my job is also to show you, or a man will show you, why him. See, I'm not begging you to open your legs. That's beneath me. Why would I do that? Why would I beg you to do that, or pander and barter? What I want to do is show you why me, but you make the decision. Because once you make the decision and allow me in, then I'm working from the inside out. Then instead of me in the I do circle, you're going to bring me into your I am. And once you bring me to your I am, I'm going to show you that your I am isn't really who you are. Your I am is just at your edge, because your mind can only take you as far as it can. And that's for everybody who doesn't have game. You know what I mean? That's for a lot of women, for a lot of guys who don't, for women especially, who don't know their core. See, you don't understand you even have, I mean, you're finding this out, but you don't understand that there is this thing in you called emotion, but it's not what you actually think is emotion. You think what you are feeling is actually an emotion, but what you don't understand is that the voice in your head is making you think that you're actually something that you're not, to keep you confined in where you're at. What I'm saying is, I'm going to break your ass free. Not me, but men like me will break you free from what you're thinking. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what you get over here. But you also get that when you get a real man. But always remember, you can't have them. You can only rent them. But you can rent them as much as you want. You can rent them as much as you want. You can lease them out as much as you want. But you remember the rule now. He won't run behind you, but you can't run behind him. He's not going to ask you about any guys. You can't ask him about any women. Remember, he's giving you a contract. You can think about the contract. You can go and do whatever you want to do. And guess what? He is not going to bug you about it. And when you have bad days, he'll recognize it. He'll be able to make you see things that you never felt before. And all, and you can use him sparingly. You can put him in a drawer, put him in the closet. You can do whatever you want to do. But you must make that decision without being manipulated. Then guess what that decision is? It's actually a genuine decision if you're not manipulated on it. Because you're actually doing it because you want to do it versus being tricked, begged, or bartered into it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I get you. I'm following.
Yeah, so it's deep. It's deep. You know, hey, Angry Man, I asked Angry Man, can you send the photo? Because Angry Man said you sent them a photo, right? To show them you're actually you?
What? No, we've been on panels before. And
y'all been on a panel before? And... Okay, all right. I thought, Angry Man said someone's okay. All right, because I don't know how you look. Because I think he said that you look good or something, so. I don't know. I hope I'm not talking to a mud. I ain't talking to a grod.
I'm dead.
Superman. Yeah. So I'm just saying that, listen, this is what it's about. And, you know, you're welcome. Come on in, you know, and join in and listen. But this is what we teach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is, I'll tell you what, though, new concepts for me. So I'm going to have to sit with this a minute, maybe watch some more.
Yeah, watch some more, but it's not a new concept. It's just new to your mind. The concept
yeah,
is all
new to me.
Been there. Right, it's new to you. The concept has always been there. The thing about secret societies is that they've always been around, but for those that actually get to know that they're actually a secret society or in one, see it as new, but it's always been around. See, guys who have game has always been around. It's very rare to meet a man because all you have is surface-dwelling guys. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, well, you're good. Hey, so listen, soak up the show. If you got any questions, call in, jump into the thing. We'll give you a wrench. I give all the women a wrench in the thing, cause so you don't get harassed or anything. But just soak it back, go back, listen to this and soak it up. But listen, I'm telling you, once you see it for the first time, it changes and broadens out your curiosity, because you start to ask yourself, if this is just who I am right now, what should I be? You see what I'm saying? If this is who I am right now. So this is what I'm showing the guys to show you women. This is what the show is about. It's not about knocking women, talking shit about women, saying y'all whack and all this stupid ass shit. It's by showing them that, listen, we some bad motherfuckers. That's all. Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm gonna sit with this. You have a good night.
Yes. Hey, yes, sit with that. Keep watching that show, because you got it. You got to understand. You got. I know you don't listen. Don't watch the woman. Watch the two individuals. Because this is the choice that you got to make.
I'm going to watch it from the beginning, because I made it all the way to the end, because I had forgotten I'd watched a bit of it already. So I made it all the way to the end.
Well, you saw
it. Not what I took from it.
Yeah, well, see, remember, you were judging the woman. Look at the woman. Keep the woman out of this. Because what you don't realize is, once you meet a man, you're going to be that woman. You're going to be that woman. And you are going to have to make a decision. Do I want bologna or do I want that steak? You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I follow.
Okay. All right. So we'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call, 217. I appreciate you. Call anytime, okay?
All right. Good night.
All right. Respect. That was 217. And 823, yes, men are a secret society, because you don't know where we're at. We're everywhere. But we don't put – see, here's the thing that women also love about us. We don't put business out on the street. And our secret is safe with a woman. And see, that's where y'all fuck up. See, y'all want to flash and show women and show what you're doing and who you're fucking and all this other stuff, versus keep her business on the back end. And see, that's what you learn when you learn that game. But as I was saying to those out there that's listening to the show, this is the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. What I'm saying to you guys out there that are sending women text messages is that the reason why, some more of the reasons why they're not messing with you, is that, remember I told you guys the story of the three little pigs. I'm not going to bring up the whole story again. But what I'm saying is, most of you guys are the third pig. You're closed-minded, okay? And because you're closed-minded, some of you guys cannot accept women for what they can be. See, a lot of you guys out there, you want June Cleaver on the outside, but then you want a nasty girl on the inside sometimes. I don't know what the fuck it is you want. But see, the problem is that you don't know how to appreciate the oneness a woman has with her sexuality. As I said before, I keep telling you, some women I met love to dress up in animal costumes and have a slit in the back. Some women had kinky fantasies. Some women wanted to go to the store and look for cucumbers and all that. I mean, tons of things. But here's the one thing that you got to understand. We cannot judge a woman for what turns her on. And when you're closed-minded, you judge women. See, you cannot judge a woman. If a woman is drinking and you don't drink, fuck you for judging her. Listen, I don't drink, but I don't mind a woman drinking around me. Who the fuck am I to judge a woman for drinking? Now, I find smoking a turn off, but she's allowed to smoke, but I'll let her know, I would not like you to smoke around me, because I don't like the taste of tar. Ah, golly, guys. It was elementary school. Ugh. I remember I kissed this girl. Oh, man, she was smoking. Ugh. Ah, tar. Ah. I could even tell you my first kiss from Shannon. Her name was Shannon. That was good. Anyway, but what I'm saying to y'all guys out here is that what you got to do is, you do not judge women for what they are or what they want to be. And the problem with a lot of you guys, y'all are judgmental. What is the red pill taught a lot of these guys? You know, women ain't shit. If she's a single mother, she ain't shit. If she's fucking talking to other guys, she ain't shit. My fucking God, what? She's not allowed to talk to guys? Are you fucking kidding me? She's not allowed to let her hair down? She's not allowed to fuck who she wants to? My God, what the fuck do y'all think? Well, she's a slut. Okay, well, what the fuck are you? Well, men are supposed to do it. Man, look, let me tell y'all something. Get the fuck out of high school and see what is. Women are allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do. But here's the funny thing about it. A lot of women are not fucking these guys. Y'all think they fucking. And matter of fact, tomorrow's show with Lucario, make sure 12 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, my God. We have a good one tomorrow because we're going to show you how these women hunt you, high value, high status suckers, man. Oh, I can't wait for that show tomorrow. But what I'm saying is that when a lot of y'all guys talk, y'all got questions, go ahead and call in. Guys, got 4 minutes to call into the show, but let me grab some more questions if y'all have any questions. If I missed any, please ask your question again, and I'll be happy to answer it. Let me look and see if I missed anything. Let me grab a few of these questions that I have right here. Let me get this one right here. He says, if she's not sent the message for a week and I sent her a message. Oh, wait, that's the double text. We talked about that. Eli says, so talking to her is moving your bid forward in a way that leads to an agenda, preferably an interest. Wait, remember I keep telling you guys. When I'm talking to the woman, all right, again, ladies, please unplug for a second because I'm about to compliment you, motherfuckers. Listen, women are smart enough to not look at the first move. They know five moves. I'm saying you need to learn 10, 20, or 30. I'm saying that when you know you're talking to a woman, what is the next move that you want to make and where do you want to go making those moves? How do you want to show, now without manipulation, without trying to beg, barter, or prove yourself, but as you are talking to her, you're showing her why you. So what you're saying is talking to her is moving your bid forward, but where are you moving her forward to? Where are you pushing her forward to? And see, if you don't know where you're pushing her forward, you've already lost. G asked question, by showing her why she should be intimate with you, is that showing her what you want to do? Or by getting to know her? No, okay. In your mind, you actually think intimacy is fucking. Intimacy is not fucking. Intimacy can be a look, a smile, a blush. Intimacy could be the way you unbutton a shirt while you whisper something in her ear. Intimacy could be touching her hand. As I told you, you know, showing you how to massage your leg. For y'all don't know, I show this kind of game for all you ladies out there, but that's the foot massage. But intimacy can be the leg massage. Intimacy is how you can move from the section number one to section number three with your right hand. Intimacy can be the way you look at her in the door when you open the door. Intimacy can be how you turn her around, how you tell her how sexy she looks, how you kiss her. Intimacy can be a wide range of things, but you're saying sex, and that's not what it's about. It's not about the sex. It's about her trusting you. You guys, I know, woman, you guys are not or very impatient. You are always looking for women to hurry along. Every woman does not operate that way. Because most of you motherfuckers have created this fucked up ass thinking they have because a lot of you guys lie to women. A lot of you guys, you lie to them. You sit around and you tell them fables and all that stuff and try to get them in bed. And y'all messing it up all the time. So real men like us, we got to clean up your motherfucking mess, man. Thank you, Kay, for the super chat. I appreciate that, brother. But what I'm saying is that this is why game is so important, because what you're learning is you've got to realize that you wait, let me show you. I'm gonna draw it up. Wait, do I have my marker? What did I do with my cake ass marker? I don't have, wait, I think I have it. Wait, give me a second. I gotta go to the notebook, guys. I gotta go to the notebook. I know I have it in here. Oops. Guys, it's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. I'm going to find what I am looking for. Be right back.
What up? It's Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to the Man Mindset.com. D.
Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, it's your boy, the Dean, class in session. Now, let me show y'all something. I found it right here. Okay. So what I'm saying to you guys is this, and this is where y'all guys go wrong. Gentlemen, there are thousands of ways to communicate to a woman, but you are the common denominator of how you communicate. And the problem with a lot of you surface dwellers out there, you actually think that the communication is her fault or you can't do something, and that's not true. The thing that you guys have got to do as far as game and as far as who you are and what you are, you don't have to prove yourself, but she's never met your core if you're actually being real with her. And what most of you guys understand is that, now listen, this is the thing that not only her mind knows, but she knows, okay? She can sniff out a fraud. She knows what fake is. And you can't fake being a man, because a man is always rooted on who he is. See, a man doesn't have to prove. I don't have to prove myself to a woman. I don't have to prove myself at all. My behaviors will do the talking for me. Because unlike the regular guy, I'm always working and rehearsing me, as I tell you guys you should do. You should embody sex. And I'm not talking about the penetration between her legs. I'm talking about the penetration between her mind. And that's why I always tell you guys, this is why I always tell you, listen to the poetry I have. Listen to the erotic poetry I have on my poetry page. And you will see what sex is about and what how it should be and how you should be and how you should talk to women. But first off, communicating with yourself. You should be able to talk to a woman in a way where you are not robotic or boring, okay? You're not robotic and boring because women don't like that. And if you're sending a text message that's boring, what's in it for the woman? Tell me, what's in it for her, okay? What's in it for you? Because if all you guys out here can't make them think or just talk to them about something, never ask her questions. Talk to her. Because if you actually tap into who you are nothing but stories since you were a little fucking kid. It's just your problem is you never stored that information in where I stored the information in, okay? But here's the thing. How can you not have you can't have a meaningful conversation with a woman if you don't even know what the fuck to talk about. Because, see, here's the problem. See, most of y'all guys want to fuck, and most of you guys want to lie to women. So you want to actually tell her what she wants to hear by asking her stupid-ass questions. But she's going to recognize, because you're asking basic, boring questions, that you're not the guy. And what I'm saying is you can become the guy when you learn who you are. The easy thing about women are not difficult. But the problem is that it becomes difficult when all you want to do is fuck. Now, please, I keep telling you, I don't want to knock you for fucking. But if all you want to do is fuck, you've already lost. Because then you have flooded the market like every motherfucking guy that's trying to get that ass from her. Always trying to fuck. But really not even tapping into her where, again, guys, there's two totally different kinds of fuck, I tell you. You guys have never experienced a woman that wants to fuck you, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, every woman out there has that power, gentlemen. And I know it sounds crazy and corny, and I know it sounds like, nah, Steve, you're just saying that that women are like that, but it's not real. Women don't do those things. Guys, I'm telling you, gentlemen, you just don't know how beautiful it is. When a woman can see investment in you and realize that, you know what, you just laid back. That's the guys they want to fuck with, the guys that's laid back, not thirsty, not needy, clingy. They don't run behind her, beg her, barter, and try to prove themselves. A man doesn't prove himself because a man is proving himself to himself. He's not proving himself to women. And when you get this, I keep telling you, when a woman sees a real man and she feels good about it, she's going to hold your hand in front of people because she's not ashamed of you. When she's around you, she's going to tell you how cute you are. Guys, I tell you, I swear to you, they're going to hate this shit, but I'm just letting you know, you'll know then. They're going to talk about your smile. They'll talk about your fucking dimple. They'll talk about your eyes. They'll talk about your hair. They'll talk about your ass. They'll talk about your clothes. They'll talk about how good you smell. They will say all that shit, man. I know you don't want to hear that shit, guys. And I'm not saying you have to hear that shit, but I'm just letting you know that's the difference. When they start telling you things, you know what? Wow. You know, and find great interest in what you're doing. When they're interested in you, they're going to call you and tell you, look, I'm going to the gym at 10:30. And after I go to the gym at 10:30, I'm going to go to the mall. And you don't have to say anything, but they will take photos of themselves of where they're going just to let you know that they're actually there because they never want you to think that they're anywhere else. They will also, guys, I'm telling you, man, it's nothing sexier, guys, when they go to Victoria's Secrets or they go to a mall and they go in the fitting room, lock that motherfucking door, and give you a personal fashion show of clothes that she wants to wear, waiting for your approval. I know y'all motherfuckers think I'm crazy. I promise you they do that. I'm telling you, this is what they do. And I know it's hard to connect your mind and say, wow, are you serious? No. Let me tell you something. They enjoy that. They enjoy sending you messages of them missing you. They enjoy sending you messages that, you know what? You know, I was thinking about you. Got a little wet, but I was thinking about you. I miss you. Frowny faces, like I told you. Frowny faces, crying faces, heart faces. I miss you. I wish you were here. I want, you know, I listen. A lot of women out there are also cautious. Please understand what I'm saying. They're also cautious because they got to make sure you're the real deal. And there are women out there that, listen, they know they're careful with their words. They see what you guys understand is they're not playing chess to checkers with an average motherfucker. They going to some chess shit. So they got to make sure every move that they make is a calculated move. But the beautiful thing about it is we know moves like they know moves. They're going to move in a certain way because where they're worried about is he actually the real deal? Can I let myself go and actually be me and let him enjoy who I actually am versus having to pretend to be somebody behind what I actually want to be? But see, this is the thing about a man. Be what the fuck you are. Because I want to cut through the makeup. I want to cut through the insecurities. And I want to see you at your core. And I want you to begin to see you at your core. Because remember, most women think happiness is in a dress, a purse, a shoe, dresses, purses, makeup, and all the other stuff. But gentlemen, I'm not saying be the makeup, but what if you're that guy? What if you're that guy when you're texting her? And y'all guys know what I'm talking about, that guy. You know where I'm going at with this. Because I will, I love using the dress as the analogy, and it's the same thing with the text message. Like I said before, remember, the number one thing is the combination, right? Every woman has a different combination, and you must understand this before you understand anything. Every woman is not the same. They think differently. But what they all have in common is they never reach their core. I'm sorry, that's the wine above the bed. Let me take that down, everybody. I'm sorry, I got that. Let me just take the wine down. I'm sorry, the wine's down. Okay, but as I was saying before, they have that. But what I'm saying is that you're actually creating not you being the dress, but the thing that you're creating is the thing that the dress stands for. Remember, I always tell you guys, the thing about dresses that women don't know and that you learn about is that the dress itself doesn't take the woman out. The dress itself doesn't beg, barter, or say, please wear me. All the dress does is post itself up and position itself. And when the dress positions itself, there are going to be some women that see the dress and walk by, like I told you. There are going to be some women that see the dress, look at the dress, and then walk away. There are going to be some women that look at the dress, walk away, and be like, man, I'll think about that dress and come back. Then there's going to be some women that look at the dress and go inside the store to see if there's a dress their size. Then there's some women that's going to look at the dress, look at the size, walk up to the main mirror, and try it on. But then there's that woman that's going to go inside, grab that dress, and then go into the fitting room, and then that's where it's going to be sold, because the fitting room is giving her four sizes of that dress. And once she buys into the dress, then the dress is sold. But see, think about what I'm showing y'all guys. Y'all ain't thinking about this. Did the dress take her out to dinner? Did the dress have to say, oh, please, baby, please be with me, girl. Come on, baby, get on with me. No. What the dress, the shoes, and the makeup do, they're saying this. If you put me on, I'm going to take away your insecurities. If you put me on, I'm going to make you feel sexy. You put me on, I'm going to make you feel appreciated if you put me on. But you have got to make the choice and the decision to put me on, because please understand this. If you walk the fuck away, you better hope that motherfucking next woman doesn't roll up that it's your same size, because if she invests in me and get that dress and you want to come back, that dress might be gone. Gentlemen, it's the same thing with the texting. It's the same thing as you communicate to women. You guys are doing everything the wrong way. You're too busy. You're that guy out on the corner with that sign, and all you're doing is flipping that sign around, and you're twirling the sign around. You're flipping it behind your back like you're kung fu fighting and shit just to get motherfuckers' attention. And you know what people do? Oh, that's a cool little stunt that he did. Hey, that's a cool, wow, that's interesting. And all they doing is driving on by, because they can't even read the words when the motherfuckers flipping the signs and shit. They can't read the words. And that's all you're doing. You're the guy on the corner with the sign, flipping that around, saying, please choose me behind your back and all this other shit. Please choose me. I'm saying that you just present yourself, post up, and not prove yourself, but position yourself to show her if she invests in you. Remember, the investment to the woman at this level is not makeup and eyeliner. This goes to the second level of self-worth and value and insecurity. So that dress has bypassed the first level. It has hit the second level. But when we come in at, we bypass one and two, and we hit them at their core. They didn't even, hey, you know something? These women don't even know that. Because guys, hold on. Don't laugh. Who do you think's at her core? Hey, for all you don't know, this is my drawing of Mickey Mouse. So don't laugh. I can't draw. But what's at the core? This guy. This is at the core. This is at the core. It's because of him. He has hit her at the core. But how do you? Okay, but see, this is the problem you've already lost. A man does not apply himself to the dating app. The man shows up and is the dating app, brother. See, the problem is with you guys with these dating apps, like I talked about the other day, is that every take down all those fake-ass photos that you take. All those photos that you take right now trying to show these women that you actually have a life. You got some motherfuckers that are sitting in a chair posing like this. Oh, wait, let me see. Wait, let me show y'all. I mean, get the fuck out of here with that silly shit. Do you actually think your photo And your profile is your personality? Now, guys, you know women write bullshit-ass personalities all the time, profiles and shit. You don't think they recognize bullshit? Well, I'm Scott, and I'm a Sagittarius, and I love to work out. And, you know, on Sundays, I go feed the ducks. And, you know, I do like vegetarian. And you know what? I'm just looking for a good girl. You know, sometimes I'm bashful. Get the fuck out of here with that silly shit. And then you got all them goofy-ass photos. What I keep telling you, you better stop that shit. Come on, guys. Come on. Okay. Come on. I gotta look like I gotta look like I have a life. Come on, guys. Come on. Put me in another thing. I gotta look like I have a life. Motherfucker, you don't have a life because as soon as you open your cake ass mouth, she knows you ain't shit. Please, guys, stop getting. You will buy a professional photographer, and they think I'm glad they're getting their money off your dumb ass. You will buy a professional photographer and you and the motherfuckers actually put makeup on your ass. Okay. All right. All right. Now, look, what I need you to do is I need you to look out of the sunset because that's going to show the woman you're thinking and that you're thinking, man. So what I need you to do is turn that way, let the sun hit you, and then what the woman is going to see is she going to see that, wow, this is a guy that thinks, are you fucking serious? And then you dumb motherfuckers. Was that good? Was that the right way? Should I try that way? Oh, that was good? Okay. Can we take another one? I mean, that way we're in my best side. Give me a second. I want to... And then you take the shot. And then you dumb motherfuckers post that shit thinking that's going to get their pussy wet. They're going to be like, this bitch? Are you serious? This motherfucker think that because his socks are different colors, or he's sitting down in a chair, I see and I think, hey, if y'all want to take professional pictures, do that shit, because I think Miles takes great pictures, but I see your picture is not your personality. Do you actually think women are stupid? Wait, let me guess. Y'all think, well, okay, well, I just had my ice cream. I just watched soap operas. I just got done crying. I just pet my cat cuddles. Let me go on. Oh, my God, look at him. Oh, my God, look how he's posing into the sunlight. Oh, my God, he's just so romantic, and he knows so much. Wait, let me read his profile. Hey, how you doing? My name is such and such, and I'm a, wow, he's a Virgo in astrology. Oh, my God. And he likes to take long walks. Oh, my God. And he's looking for the right woman. Oh, my God. And he's saying all this fucking bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me? Do you guys actually think women like, oh, my God, I got to squeeze him. I said, oh, my God, he's so sexy. I got a girlfriend. Girl, hey, girl, you got to check. Hey, girl, I'm going to sing this right. Sin, girl, look at that. Yeah, girl, did you see how his face is in the sunlight? Ooh, yeah, he looks like he's smart. That's what y'all motherfuckers think. That's what... y'all motherfuckers, man, we got to do a show that's just funny. Y'all motherfuckers make the dumbest fucking photos. You're like... Wait, is this good? You okay? Okay. Take the photo. Okay, it's good. Okay. Hey, give me the ball. Give me the ball. We'll be at the beach. Okay, hurry, give me the ball. All right, ready? When I'm about to throw it, I want you to get the cock back. How did you get that? Wait. Oh, over there. Okay. That's good. Oh, bring my arm down a little bit? Okay. All right, wait. Go. Okay. Have my face in the sunlight? Yeah. and then you motherfuckers, then you motherfuckers put that shit on the day profile, thinking that's gonna make a pussy wet. She's like, what the fuck is this stupid ass shit? And then she reaches. No, but it's not her. Look, guys, it's not even the profile that fucks you. It's not even the profile that fucks you. Okay. Because it doesn't matter if my great Miles, he does great photography. I love his photography. What fucks you over, okay? what fucks you over this is what fucks you over. Wait. This is what fucks you over. These things fuck you over. You're texting. Because as soon as you send that weak fucking text message, that beautiful photo crumbles to the ground. That fucking personality that you fucking conjured up, it doesn't fit. You like this, and you looking out, and you like, or some of you guys are, you guys like, y'all see me, my samurai. I haven't hung that as me as a samurai, but let's say there's a book. You guys would be like, wait, where's my glasses at? Some of you motherfuckers would do this shit. Some of you motherfuckers put your glasses on, like, or you do this. No. Oh, yeah. Right, to the sunlight? To the sunlight. Okay. You got that? Wait, lift my arm. Lift my shoulder. Okay. Elbow up. Okay. Wait, slice my shoulders. Okay. Turn this way. Okay. Are you fucking serious? Hold on. Let me see what interesting game is saying. Hold on. Let's see what the fuck he's saying. Question. The same woman said to me, wow, you're such a man, so dominant, I love it. I'm not deserving of this. It's an honor. You're even responding to me. Thank you. Is she serious? Everybody, what I'm about to say right here. Gentlemen, what I'm about to say right here is being brought to you by Excuse Fair Crunch. Gentlemen, please, for the guys that make excuses and lie, please get your box of Excuse Fairy Crunch. It comes in two flavors, fruit flavor and cocoa flavor. So make sure you guys get your Excuse Fairy Crunch. Now let me get to the interesting game. Send me the email so I can see it. Send me the email, and I need to see what you said as well. You send me what you said, and send me the email, and I'll post it. So send me the email. Hurry up, because I got some shit I got to do. So send me the email, because we're going to start to do a show tomorrow. Send me the email. Come on. Send me the email. Send me the email so I can see this issue. Hey, come on, gamer. Send me the email right now so we can see if this shit is real. All right, no lies. Send me the shit right now. Let's go. Hold on, everybody. Let me see if he sent this cake-ass email and shit. I have not got the email, interesting gamers. Send me the email. Are you sending it? How are you sending this shit to me? Let me check my... Interesting gamer, can you send it? You got 1 minute. Send it right now. If you don't send it in a minute, you know I'm a band. You send that shit right now. Don't waste our time. I ain't got much time, so come on, man. I want you to send me what you said to her, and then send me what she said. You just sent it? All right, let's see what it is. Let's see if he's talking shit. All right, guys, we're going to see it. All right, here we go. I got it right here. Hold on, let me see here. Interesting gamer. Come on, dude. Do me a favor. Can you please scratch out her number? I'm going to post these. Can you please scratch out her number and send it, please? Can you please scratch out her number? I want to see this. Oh, no, I'm not looking yet. Wait, let me see what the fuck she said. Wait. Damn it, it's so small. I'm old. I got to put my glasses on. I'm old, man. Let me put my kick-ass glasses on and see this shit. Interesting. Send that shit again. Hold on. What did she say? I'm trying to say. Why you don't remember me? We broke up. All right, see the breakup. You don't remember me. Wow, you're such a man, so dominant. I love it. Wait a second. All right, we broke. All right, hold on. I'm going to just show y'all the thing. I'll just show y'all. You have to scratch it out, interesting. I'm going to show y'all. Hold on a second. I want to make sure I don't have the number. All right, this is what he got so far. Let me show y'all live. All right, so she says, damn it, come on. I'm going to read what she said because, and I'll show you. She said, hey, me, my man broke up because he said he won't buy me a bracelet. You said my name is Oliver. Who are you? Wow, you don't remember me. Wait, motherfucker, you just called me. What the? Wait a second. You just called about this shit. Hold the fuck up. Let me get to the next one. Let me blow this shit up. All right, so she's saying, if you can say, okay, okay, do you remember me from the mall today? He says, yes, I remember you. You were with your friend. I have a bone to pick with you. In my own business. I saw you. I had to take a moment, make a decision. Can you miss out on a man like me? I'll put my hand. You ever message a man like me? Bring up a guy again. Do you understand? You just took what I said and guys, he just took what I said. If y'all listen to the show, he took what I said and this is what she says. She said, wow, you're such a man, so dominant. I love it. All right, she did say that. All right, let me see, where's the other one? I think that's it. Wait, you're such a dominant man. I love it. That's what she's saying. All right, but Industry Gamer, you said, sir, let me go up to show you what you said. Hold on. Okay, let me post what you said. You said the same woman said, wow, you're such a man, so dominant. Love it. I'm not deserving of you. It's my honor you're even responding to me. Thank you. That's what she said. That's what she said. This is what she said here. So why are you lying, man? Why are you fucking lying? I can't believe you lied on your dick like that. That woman did not say anything. I'm not deserving. See, y'all always think I'm a dick. You miss one, then let me see that shit because I see a motherfucker lying right now. That woman would just say it's an honor. I didn't see that shit, and the chat room didn't see that shit. You miss one, then let's see what the fuck you're saying because I didn't see that shit. I had to put my glasses on to see this shit. I didn't see that shit, goddammit. Fuck is he talking about? Come on, send it to me. Let me see it. Send it to me again. Come on, Interesting. Send me that. All right, here we go. Let me see if she said that shit. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Shit. All right, she said it. She said, I'm not deserving of you. It's an honor that you're responding to me. Thank you. So here's my question. She said it. All right, she said it. I know you don't lie. She said it. But what the fuck are you going to say? You took what I said right here. You took exactly what the fuck I said right here, and I'll read it. Let me show y'all guys. You said this shit. Don't you message me and bring up another guy again. You understand me? Dude, who the fuck told you to say that shit? And now you don't even know what to say. And see, this is the problem with you surface-dwelling motherfuckers. See that, guys? See how easy I helped him out? And now he doesn't know what to say. Well, here's my question. Is she serious? Let me see here. Hold on a second. Thank you. This is what's wrong, man. If you're, where's no one better? Where's my dog? Is no one better in here? Because I'm waiting for that motherfucker. Did he pop in here? Where's my boy? Wait, did no one better pop in here? Hold on, I can't see him. Where's he at? I'm trying to see that motherfucker. Oh, wait, hey, someone said no one better. I didn't know. Is he in here? I didn't see my dog. I'm waiting on him to let me know what's up. I need to call him and see what's up. I need to call my dog. No one better. I didn't see him in here. I saw someone say something, his name, but here's my thing, big dog. Okay. All right. All right. This is what I'm going to say. Listen. What I'm saying is this, man, is that, what I'm saying is, gamer, is where you're fucking up is you got to be able to lead her somewhere. Okay, that's my dog here. Okay, my dog. Go ahead and load it up, dog. Load it up. You know I told you time. Load it up. But anyway, listen, guys, listen. All my dogs out here. What I want y'all to do tomorrow, we got a hitting show at 12 o'clock noon. We're going to show you how women eat you motherfuckers up for lunch. We're going to show you some gold digger game tomorrow. I love it. Because all you motherfuckers with this high value status, clothes, and money, we're going to show you how you a motherfucking mark and how women going to get you for your fucking money when you don't have game. And we're going to do that tomorrow. All my dogs, remember one thing. Everybody listen to me. If you need to get at me, send me a message at themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me the message. Themanmindset@gmail.com. Get at me if you need me. You know who you are. And all my ladies out there, if you haven't listened to me yet, go check out my poetry. Go to my page. Click on my poetry. Ooh, the erotic stuff is so dirty. I'm so nasty. Anyway, also, what I want to say for everybody listening to this show, like I always say, because no one else says it, always remember the graveyard, and always remember everybody in there, they all had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. You live every goddamn day like it is your last, okay, gentlemen? That's what I always say to you guys. Soak up the game that we're trying to get you. If you need help with women, we got you. But here's the thing. Stop being so goddamn thirsty. Stop always trying to fuck. Stop always begging for pussy. Stop bartering for pussy. And stop trying to prove yourself a pussy. Because all it's going to make you at the end of the day is a motherfucking pussy. But anyway, guys, I hope y'all soak this up, man. Listen, what do you mean is she serious? Fam, why don't you get off your lazy fucking ass and find out if she's serious by setting something up, you dumb motherfucker. I don't understand you guys, man. It's like you want me to hold her legs up while you smashing this shit. Talk to that goddamn woman and find out if she's serious. I don't fucking know because she ain't mine. Oh, my God. All right, guys, listen. I am the Dean. This is the Man Mindset. I appreciate all you guys out here. Please, guys, you need me, get at me. I hope you guys have a wonderful evening. And listen, guys, please remember, just because you came from a pussy don't mean you have to act like one. Man the fuck up. Guys, we have a show at 12 noon tomorrow. So we will be live with my dog, Lucario, tomorrow. And then we'll hit a show at 8 o'clock east, as we always do. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. Fuck with your boy.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night. The show was over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.